Jobs unveiled the iTunes Store on April 28, 2003, at San Francisco's Moscone Center. With hair now closely cropped and receding, and a studied, unshaven look, Jobs paced the stage and described how Napster demonstrated that the Internet was made for music delivery. Its offspring, such as Kazaa, he said, offered songs for free. How do you compete with that? To answer that question, he began by describing the downsides of using these free services. The downloads were unreliable, and the quality was often bad. A lot of these songs are encoded by 7-year-olds, and they don't do a great job. In addition, there were no previews or album art. Then he added, "Worst of all, it's stealing. It's best not to mess with karma." Why had these piracy sites proliferated then? Because, Jobs said, there was no alternative. The subscription services such as Press Play and MusicNet treat you like a criminal, he said, showing a slide of an inmate in striped prison garb. Then a slide of Bob Dylan came on the screen. People want to own the music they love.